Mediterranean Sea. As you know, the risk is very high for the refugees taking the services of a smuggler and going on a boat. The boats are rickety, are not well prepared for traveling, are overloaded, and that's why we have these ongoing dramas, capsizing of boats and people drowning in the Mediterranean Sea. We have, as mentioned, now in November, less boats arrivals, and those arriving at the moment, we have a very good operation by the Italian Coast Guard together with the Italian Navy forces. It's called the Mare Nostrum operation. It's a search and rescue operation where the Marines and the Coast Guard go out actively to search for smuggling boats and rescuing them as early as possible. I say it's a very strong humanitarian commitment of the Italians to do that. They are doing that after the dramas of Lampedusa and the enormous loss of lives. The Italians have decided to have such an operation. Obviously, it's a very costly operation, and Italians will have to discuss such an operation with the EU member states to have some solidarity component in there to help them out to continue to have such an operation. Situation again in Italy, just a quick look at the arrivals, the 40,000. We have the main groups, as mentioned already, Syrians, but also Eritreans. That's another very big group, and they are taking also the risky travel with the help of smugglers, either from Egypt or from Libya, to come over to Italy. And we have a lot of other nationalities, as you see with this graphic. The trends clearly showing that Syrians are arriving more, an increased number of Syrians. And that means clearly that the situation in the neighboring countries is not very good, that the Syrians have also decided to go away. The camps are overcrowded, it's difficult to provide services in the camps, and that means more Syrians decide to go away. Just a quick look at the departures. We have an incredible increase from departures from Libya, and that means that the situation in Libya is such that boats can depart. That means also that prevention of departures are not taking place in Libya. And on the other side, it is also clear that refugees being in Libya these days, Libya has not signed the Geneva Convention, 1951 Geneva Convention. Libya does not have a system to provide for asylum seekers. They do not have a refugee status determination procedure. Hence, migrants, asylum seekers and refugees, they cannot stay in Libya. They will have to go away from these countries, from the country. So let me a quick talk about the European system. As you know, that the Common European Asylum System has been created. It came up in the 80s with first phase when we go back to the Schengen Treaty in 1985. And we have then a series of treaties which help to shape the program to have a common approach within Europe.